AI News by Conjero.
Welcome. It's May 31st, 2026. We've got four stories that matter to anyone building with or around AI. Copilot's billing change, Google's Gemini Spark going agentic and always on, Salesforce turning devs into coordinators with Claude Code, and a leaked Meta wearables roadmap. Let's jump in.
First up, GitHub Copilot flips to token-based billing on June 1st. That single-fixed subscription becomes a metered cloud service, and that simple change ripples into budgeting, architecture, and developer habits.
Right. Teams now have to model usage. Burstier autocomplete sessions, CI-driven code gen, or nightly refactors suddenly show up as variable line items. Finance and engineering will need new reporting and quotas to avoid surprise bills.
From an engineering standpoint, expect optimization work, caching common completions, batching requests, or moving hot paths to local or cheaper models. Tooling will add token counters and warnings inside editors so devs can decide when to call the cloud.
Shifting gears, Google's Gemini Spark isn't a chatbot so much as a continuously running automation layer spanning Gmail, Calendar, Docs, Sheets, and Slides. It watches, plans, and acts. More agent than assistant.
That change creates architecture questions. Persistent agent instances, identity and privilege delegation, fine-grained scopes, and audit trails. If an agent can reschedule meetings or change docs, you need tight access controls and rollback capabilities.
There's a productivity upside. Routine triage, summarization, and action taking happen without an explicit prompt. The downside is accidental or opaque actions. So observability, human-in-the-loop gates, and approval policies matter more.
Salesforce's internal headline is dramatic. Moving to Claude Code-driven agentic workflows cut one API migration from 231 days to 13, and increased throughput and pull request volume. The practical effect? Developers coordinate systems instead of writing every integration line.
That flip in roles means developers become orchestrators and policy authors. They maintain agent workflows, define intent templates, and manage escalation rules. Less hands-on coding, more governance, monitoring, and incident playbooks.
But it's not all wins. Agentic flows can be brittle and hard to debug when they stitch many services. Root cause analysis now includes model prompts, chain logic, and external APIs. A new kind of observability stack is required.
Now the meta leak. The memo points at an AI pendant, upgraded super sensing glasses, and a wearables for work push built around Muse Spark and Hatch. It looks like hardware and platform are being married to drive a longer monetization runway.
Product-wise, that's hardware plus vertically integrated models, tight coupling of sensors, on-device processing, and cloud AI. Enterprise wearables raise immediate privacy, data residency, and workplace surveillance questions that companies will have to answer.
Look at the patterns. Meter-first billing, always-on agents, developers as coordinators, and sensor-rich platforms. Together, they push cost, control, and responsibility outward from centralized teams into everyday workflows and devices.
Regulation and contracts will follow. Expect demands for billing transparency, audit logs for autonomous actions, vendor SLAs around agent behavior, and legal guardrails for sensor-derived inferences in the workplace.
Here's a concise take. We're seeing the same trajectory everywhere. AI is being embedded, automated, and metered. That combination reallocates cost from licenses to usage, shifts engineering work toward orchestration and governance, and forces companies to build new observability and policy layers.
If you're running teams, prioritize three things this quarter: visibility into usage and spend, strong access and approval models for agents, and developer tooling that surfaces failures across model-driven flows. Those are the levers that will keep innovation productive and predictable.
AI News by Conjero.